Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the legendary guitarist Les Paul, and he's famous not only as a musician, but as an inventor of all types of electronic equipment used by musicians all over the world. In short, Les is a contributor to the music world of gigantic proportions. Listen, I just want to start right with like what you're doing now, because it's only a short time ago I came down to hear you at the Iridium in New York City, and I think it's what you do there every Monday night is just fantastic. I mean, you not only pack the room, but seeing all those people all standing on the stairs to get your autograph, doesn't that make you feel wonderful to have that happening?
Yeah, it does. At my age, you know, I didn't think anybody wants to come out and see a moldy fig.
But you're not a moldy fig.
Well, that's why I'm on this show, is because you're so complimentary and nice. Yeah.
No, but I mean, a moldy fig is somebody that only plays...
Let's face it. Now, we've been in the business for a good many years. You not as long as me.
Well, let's not get into that.
but then again, I had a lot of time to think up things and invent things, and a lot of time to say what I had to say with the guitar.
But what's so incredible is you're still saying it. You're still out there.
I'm mumbling more now than I used to. But, yes, that's the fun of playing, is to say something.
Well,
it?
I mean, I know myself that I would just want to keep playing. I mean, I don't want to be sitting around, and I'm sure you don't either. I'm sure you look forward to doing that thing at the Iridium. And, I mean, watching you, I know you do, because people love it and you love doing it. And I enjoyed sitting in, as a matter of fact. So.
Well, when you sat in the other night, what makes it so wonderful working with you? And it's been a long time since we've done that. And a lot of piano players and musicians have been sitting in down at the Iridium.
Yeah, I bet they have.
And the wonderful part about you and I playing together has been that we don't get in each other's way. We have a way of listening and playing, and we share this thing back and forth. And you're in no hurry to get there, and I'm in no hurry to get there, besides our age now, just thinking about playing.
Well, that's the art of course, I've been doing this two-piano thing for a long time, but, I mean, it works with any instruments, with piano and guitar, and I think that's really the secret is... if people say, like, how do you play two pianos or how do you accompany somebody, it's just not getting in the other person's way and not trying to all over the place. But meanwhile, I think before we talk anymore, we should just put all this stuff we're talking about into practice and let's play something together. So
should we start out real slow, like...
whatever you want to do, Les.
All right. You want me to start it?
Yeah.
The only thing I'll tell you is an A minor.
Well, okay. You know, that sounded so nice, and at that tempo, I mean, that's really a sort of a relaxing, nice tempo. And if we didn't announce it, but I guess everybody would know that that's George Gershwin's Summertime. But I guess what everybody doesn't know is that we have these wonderful musicians with us that are part of your group, Les. So will you introduce them?
Sure. Paul Nowinski is playing the bass, and Lou Paula is playing the rhythm guitar.
It's wonderful. I'd love to play with a group like this more often.
That's nice, yeah.
It's really a kick. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think, how did you get started on the guitar? I mean, were you a child prodigy, or did your parents...
No, I was none of that.
Well, how did you ever get started playing the guitar?
Well, okay. This is kind of interesting because the beginning of my career in the music business was pretty strange. My mother and father had built a home in Waukesha, Wisconsin, on St. Paul Avenue.
Yeah.
It's Les Paul Avenue. Can you believe that?
I can. I would
and
think
they
that's
named
the they
whole highway that, and they got a guitar, and the neck of it points to which direction to go in, north, south.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, and it's a Les Paul guitar in my hometown.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're worthy of things like that. I'm sure you have a lot of that.
Here's how it started. I was sitting on the front porch, and I think I must have been 6, 7 years old, and they hadn't put the stairs in yet. And they were putting the sewer in, and the two sewer diggers broke for lunch. And he dug out the harmonica out of his dinner pail, started to play the thing. And I jumped off of that porch, and I went down and stared him out of that harmonica. I was so intrigued with it. And he says, "Here, kid, you can have it." He gave it to me.
And you'd never played one before?
I never played one. As I reached for it, a hand came in front of me, and it was my mother's. She says, "You don't blow this till I boil it." Right? And that was so important. I've been boiling everything since.
Well, as long as you don't boil the guitar before.
Oh, I'll boil anything before I blow on it. Okay.
But that's how you got playing a harmonica.
Yeah.
And then how long before you...
But then the harmonica, I started to hear blues players on the harmonica on the radio. And radio was thin in those days.
Yeah.
You had to really get out there and look for a station.
I mean, we're going to the 20s maybe?
Yes, it was in the 20s. Let me say 26.
Yeah.
And at that time, I started playing the harmonica. And my mother said, "You know, you're fine, but there's just your foot in the harmonica. And when you sing, you got nothing going for you but the foot and your voice." And she says, "Why don't you try an instrument along with it?" So I tried a sax. So she said, "Stupid, you got a sax in your mouth, you can't play the harmonica. We can't hear you sing." So my mother eliminated that in a hurry. So I went to the piano, and I started to play the piano and the harmonica. Now my back is turned to the audience, and my mother says, "Well, they don't have a piano everywhere. You can't throw that in the back seat of a car."
Well, your mother was pretty hip.
I didn't have that in mind anyway.
She was pretty hip, wasn't she?
Oh, she was hip, and I got hip pretty fast. And so I went to a banjo. When I got to the banjo and the harmonica, it was harsh. It wasn't as sweet. It didn't have all the things going for it. And finally, my mother guided me into the guitar. And not hardly knowing what I was doing, I sent to Sears and I got the guitar. And when I unpacked that thing, one of the strings got caught in the cardboard. When
oh
I was taking out of the package, and a note goes like that. It rings, goes like that. And my mother walks in and hugs me and says, "Les, you're playing great already." I just got the string and a piece of cardboard.
Oh,
but
love it.
I knew that the guitar, even if you, no matter what you do, if you just play it, just plunk a note on it, it's sweet.
This is the most fun I've had in a long time, because actually, okay. What I'd like to do is really play another tune. Because
oh, you would?
Is that all right?
Sure, it's all right.
Well, how about "Deed I Do"? Could you
Thank
go for
God,
that?
That's what I wrote down.
Yeah, well, I was going to play it anyway.
Good for you.
I was just hoping that you were going to go along with that.
Oh, I'll go with it.
So you want to start it out?
Sure.
And then I'll fall in somewhere.
I hope it's fast. Thank you.
I would really just like to know, what was the first thing you invented? I mean, we're going way back.
The first thing was the electric guitar.
I mean, you
sure was.
You invented that.
I did, in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I have it home. And the tailpiece was a door hinge, a barn door hinge.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and the pickup was off of telephone.
You're amazing. You're probably the only guy in the world that is not only a player, but you invented half of this stuff.
Lots of people play and invent.
Well, I think before we talk anymore, we should just play something. What would you like to do? Or do you want me to suggest
something?
Can't
get started?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Okay.
That'd be great. Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.